James White again in the saddle.
The Whites postponed their return to California and moved immediately.
The outgoing General Conference treasurer, to whom they had rented their home in Battle Creek, vacated it, and they moved in. But they were somewhat uncertain concerning the immediate future. Ellen White felt very comfortable living in Battle Creek, but their hearts were in California. The Eastern Camp meetings were scheduled to open in Vermont on August 20th, and run till September 28th in Indiana. It had been James White's hope, and that of the believers in the several states, that both he and his wife could attend. But the duties in Battle Creek were too pressing, therefore Ellen White, accompanied by Lucinda Hall, started out with the second Eastern meeting at South Lancaster. There would be many times when they felt the necessity of going their separate ways and working alone. A few weeks after attending the dedication of the school in Battle Creek on January 4, 1875, they left for California to assist in forming a publishing association and locating and putting up a publishing house. "We were very happy to find in Oakland and San Francisco two active and well-united churches of about 75 members each. In our younger days, Mrs. White always attended the same service with us, at which we would take turns in speaking, but the situation of things in the two cities seemed to demand that we should divide our efforts, so that we have generally occupied both stands, alternating, when not laboring in other churches. We have both labored at Petaluma, Napa, and Santa Clara, and Mrs. White, with our son, W. C. White, has spent 1 week with the church at Woodland. Besides speaking, we have had the general care of the signs office, and have written considerable for our papers. Add to this the labors of the principal duties which called us to this coast last winter.